This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. A sessions court in Kolkata Sialdah has sentenced convict Sanjoy Roy to life imprisonment in the RG Car rape and murder case. Sessions Judge Anirban Das also held that the state government will have to pay the victim's family a compensation of 17 lakh rupees. Sanjoy was declared guilty in the case by the court on Saturday last week. The body of the PGT doctor was recovered from a seminar hall of the RG Car Medical College on the 9th of August last year. Sanjoy was arrested by Kolkata police on 10th of August. Later, he was handed over to the CBI, and the CBI had charge-sheeted Sanjoy Roy in the case. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted that the government's strides in the toy manufacturing sector have boosted the government's quest for Atmanirbharta and popularized traditions and enterprise. Responding to a post shared by Mann Ki Baat Updates, Mr. Modi mentioned that during one of the Mann Ki Baat episodes, he had talked about boosting toy manufacturing, powered by collective efforts across India. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today said that the Labour Board will soon bring gig workers under social security. Dr. Mandaviya made this statement after inaugurating the two-day international seminar on formalisation and social security coverage for workers in the informal sector in New Delhi. He highlighted that social security for workers without any kind of discrimination is the priority of the government. Dr. Mandaviya informed that around 60 crore people are covered under the health security schemes of the government and receive free medical treatment of up to 5 lakh rupees. In Uttarakhand, the state cabinet has given its nod to the Uniform Civil Code or UCC manual, paving the way for its implementation in the state. This decision is expected to set a precedence for other states of country, reflecting the state's proactive approach towards governance and social reform. Speaking to media in Dehradun today, Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed his optimism about the UCC's impact. He stated that Uttarakhand's adoption of UCC will serve as an inspiration for the rest of India.
माननीय मंत्रिमंडल में इस बात पर हमने चर्चा करी है कि जल्दी से जल्दी हम स्टेटों का चूंकि सारी तैयारी होने के बाद चूंकि भारतवर्ष में सबसे पहले यूसीसी लागू करने वाला राज्य देवभूमि उत्तराखंड बनने जा रहा है तो सभी चीजों की समीक्षा करने के बाद हम जल्दी ही डेटों का ऐलान करेंगे.
The war of words among the BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress have intensified on various issues as just 2 weeks are left for Delhi Assembly polls. Today is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the 70 assembly seats in the national capital. Our correspondent reports that the candidates and leaders of all prominent parties are campaigning in different parts of the city to woo the voters. Voting for Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and counting will take place on the 8th of February. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the 47th President of the United States today. The presidential oath will be administered by Chief Justice John Roberts at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. Ahead of the ceremony, the 78-year-old Trump addressed a victory rally in Washington, D.C. last night. Speaking to a packed arena, Mr. Trump promised to act with historic speed to address every crisis facing the U.S. As part of the official transfer of power, Mr. Trump will also deliver his inaugural address during today's swearing-in ceremony. J.D. Vance will take the oath as the Vice President. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will represent India at the event. External Affairs Minister Jayashankar today met Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said they discussed the progress in their bilateral cooperation and developments pertaining to Quad. Dr. Jayashankar also met Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia, Penny Wong. In the Women's Hockey Interleague, JSW Surma Hockey Club will take on Delhi SG Pipers today at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda Hockey Stadium in Ranchi. The match is scheduled to start at 6 this evening. In the men's section, Rachi Rar Bengal Tigers will face JSW Surma Hockey Club at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela, with the match set to begin at 8:15 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.